The party's just begun.
Sonic Boom!
Sit, would you kindly? Where's everyone going? Bingo? Kept you waiting, huh?
There you are. Fucking Waterboy, no?
I was watching that over the what are these weekends? A couple weekends ago. Ah, it's been a long fucking time. Oh, I haven't had any food. A long day at work. I'm going to start talking like Bobby Boucher not on purpose. Oh, what's that in the background?
Sorry. Turning the phone off. Turning the phone off.
You can watch your thirst traps after we're done, dude. All after we're fucking... Done. I need this fucking boost. Oh, I needed that. You ready to go?
Hold on. Wait. Before we do, where to go, dude? Hold
on. What you got?
I want to just blast something into the mic here, but fuck.
Okay. Hit it, dude. Let's go.
I'm looking. Hey, whoa.
Come on, dude. We got a fucking show.
There's only one person here that could tell me to hit it, and it's not you, bud.
Still won't fucking do it, dude.
Once I find it, I'll just play it randomly. But go ahead. Let's do it. Go ahead.
Let's see where it comes in through. Anyways, hello and welcome to the...
Oh, shit. There it is. I was gonna say I believe in Anthony Fuentes right now. There we go.
Exactly. Not you believe in me, but not on time because that does not seem to happen anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
We're here. We're here now, though. Hello, and welcome to the NPC Gaming Podcast, where noobs, wannabe pros, and occasional completionists gather to discuss the latest in the world of gaming. That's right. There are a lot of gaming podcasts out there. There are a lot of NPC podcasts out there, and you know. I don't believe in them. I believe in us. So there we go.
Dun, dun. I believe in NPC.
There we go. I like it. That was nice. And I was going to say NPC Gaming Podcast.
Jesus Christ.
Right, there we go. Anyways, yes, I'm your host, Anthony Fuentes. And with me, as always, is Alex Cordova, who has his own entrance theme, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was there. I felt it. I saw it earlier. It was just calling to me. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to play this tonight.
See? And usually it's, I hear voices in my head. That's usually what's calling to him right there.
No, I'm chapped after Backlash. It's fine, though. I knew he wasn't going to win, but still.
I know. That one hurt. That one definitely did. Now, we only have 6 quick bits, so any one of us can go after this one. Would you like it, or shall I go again?
Hold on. Wait, I don't think I've gone in a while. Did you? No, I think I did the last one.
Did the last one. I'll run it, dude. You can do. You talk about Microsoft. I'll talk about Nintendo.
Go ahead.
All right, let's go. Anyways, quick bit time. Gears of War Reloaded has been announced for the PS5, Xbox Series S and X, and of course the PC. Meaning, boy, are we gonna get some Gears on a lot of platforms? So, hey. Also, Netflix Gears of War movie has the director in David Lettich, who has directed Deadpool 2, Hobbs and Shaw, Bullet Train, and The Fall Guy. All right, we're going to definitely talk about that one. Nintendo has confirmed that their VRR upscaling technology will only apply to handheld mode. No dock mode upscaling confirmed. Ooh.
For the Switch 2. For the Switch 2.
I would figure they're not going to put a firmware update for Switch 1, so we good. Neil Druckmann is officially signed on with Naughty Dog for undisclosed video game title. What could it possibly be? Coincidentally, he has also stated that The Last of Us series is too big to be wrapped up in 3 seasons and may need 4. I don't know. Now, another tragic news here. Grand Theft Auto 6 has been delayed till 2026. And Randy Pitchford of Take-Two told fans who are concerned about an $80 Borderlands 4 price tag that, quote, if you are a real fan, find a way to make it happen.
If you're a real fan, is that what you...
A real Ripley fan, then you definitely Jesus find a way to Christ, make it happen. Man. It's just one typo. It's fine.
I mean, you spelled Neil Druckmann's name wrong, too, but that's fine.
Niall Druckmann. Anyways, what... How do you... I wrote these quick bits quick, okay? You had the other ones, so there you go.
Hence why they're quick. I'll allow it. Yeah. But just like finally, I mean we've talked about this as well, like in the past year about.
You gotta say a little better. Finally.
well, I was gonna say, you know, I mean, we've been talking about this. It's like we know what we're talking about here with the Gears of War.
Oh yeah.
Coming to other consoles, and you know, the OG Gears of War, I think it was called the Ultimate Edition, the remake, mm-hmm. is now being rebranded. It's a remaster of a remake, so yeah, Gears of War Reloaded, yeah, you know, but hey.
It's really sharp looking,
Well, it's the first time that it's going to be on PlayStation 5, which, you know, I mean, hey, if you don't want an Xbox, which I don't blame you, and you have a PS5, Gears of War Reloaded, can't go wrong with that, man. And I believe it's only going to be like $40, it's going to be cheap,
That's nice.
But it does come with, I believe it comes with everything, single player, multiplayer, co-op, all that shit, so... cross play is confirmed, I believe.
Oh shit.
Have to double up on that. But yeah, you know, I mean, PlayStation Gears of War, it's only a matter of time until PlayStation gets Halo now. So
yeah, I know. They're holding out, but like honestly, free to play Halo 5, it belongs in a lot of hands right now. It's a very good game.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Not Halo 5, Halo Infinite 5.
Infinite. Yes. Yeah.
No, sorry.
So
disrespect to fucking Halo Infinite. Yeah, hey,
I'm gonna be keeping a lookout for you know, some of the boys that only have PS5s that they want to get Gears of War Reloaded.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be lit.
Do that horde mode, baby. That's where it was at.
I don't think number one has horde mode though, unfortunately. So
fine. But hey, fucking at it.
Hey, multiplayer though, dude. The multiplayer was good. Actually pretty was fun.
I agree.
But also the co-op, you know? I mean, mm-hmm. co-op is lit. Gears of War co-op, I think in the OG, that 360 days, you know? Co-op, the whole fucking, all three games, two-player, three-player, four-player, whatever the fuck they were. I think Gears of War 3 was four players. That one was lit.
That one was good, dude. I actually, though, I don't know. I feel like the second one had the strongest campaign of all three, though. Something about that one just felt so, like, Empire Strikes Back. Like, you're just in the shit. There's no way out.
Yep.
That was scary. I'm scared thinking about it.
So yeah, you know, I'm on board for that one. And also the movie, this director is apparently he's a good director. You know, he's those are some banger movies there. Hobbs and Shaw, I should say. I call it Hobbs and Claw. Good, clean fun there. Bullet Train. I think I remember getting like halfway through it and I never got to finish it. But hey, the first half that I saw was lit. And then the Fall Guy I never got to see, but heard good things about that one as well.
Same, so. I heard good things. It seems like he's a very stylistic director who's really good with the one-liners, which I think Gears kind of falls into that for sure. There's definitely a quippiness to it. Yeah. And he knows action. So I think if he leans more towards the action and just adds like a gritty visual, he can nail it for sure.
Oh, yeah. And I think that, yeah, I mean, that one's going to be something to keep an eye on. Fucking, I'm down for it, you know? Gears of War movie. Can't be worse than Minecraft, bro.
Oh my gosh. Please be similarly successful. At least a quarter of it, you know? Come on. God, I can't believe I made so much money.
Yeah. And then, you know, the VR upscaling technology, only applied to handheld mode is a little, you know, Nintendo. Hey.
That's a very Nintendo move.
Mm-hmm. The people that care, you know, about that, they either were on board or they weren't. I mean, honestly, to me, handheld mode on the Steam Deck upscaling is not a fucking like game changer compared to docking. Mm-hmm. When you dock it and you upscale, you turn on I think the AMD version is called FSR, mm-hmm. and you know, even PC, you know, I have some of the newer games that my PC can't handle. You know, you turn on FSR, and it upscales the visuals, and you know, it helps with the frame rate. So I mean, is it gonna be a game changer for Switch 2 that the fact it's not docked? I don't know. I doubt it. It's not like these games are gonna be super demanding. But
I don't think they'll be super demanding. I mean, it to me, the Switch 2 is definitely gonna have those games that push to the limits of what the system can do, kind of like Switch 1 does, where upscaling would be nice. So this is not the typical 4K upscaling that people are talking about, right? This is like a different way of optimization, or explain it to me. Like we're fucking 5 years old on this podcast, please.
Well, no, I mean, the Nintendo one during their presentation pretty much compared it to the PS5 Pro upscaling, where, you know, to get better performance and visuals, quote unquote, it's like they use AI to upscale the
resolution?
The pixels that are, yeah, the resolution. The pixels,
yeah.
pixels that are missing, basically, right? Mm-hmm. And like I said, I mean, on a screen that, quote-unquote, small, you know, compared to a big screen TV, it's really not, like, it's going to make it just run better, you know, like... You might get a little bit better performance out of it, but it's not gonna like melt your mind visuals. For example, on the Steam Deck, right? So the way that it works on the Steam Deck is you basically set the settings of the game down to like just below 720, mm-hmm. and then you turn the upscaling on, and what it'll do is it's literally for saving battery more than anything when it comes to handheld mode, because what it does is it's outputting at, you know, let's say 712 or fucking 680, whatever the, you know, the lower resolution than 720, mm-hmm. and then you turn on upscaling and it kicks it up to 720 to 800p, right? So it's just less raw power and more CPU power.
Okay.
To make it look better, right? So it's, like I said, handheld mode, it's really just for performance and battery saving. But when you do that to the dock mode is where you get some real, like, you can really see some cool visuals in regards to, like, hey, this fucking portable game that I'm outputting at 720 is now kicked up to 1080. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit clearer and shit like that. I mean, it's kind of, I mean, I hate to say it because I fall in this category, but it's a little bit more for tech nerds.
Okay, that makes sense. I'm kind of getting it right now. I mean, I realized, though, that I was looking it up, that the Switch 2 is still going to have 4K, essentially, when docked. It's just, I guess this particular method of, like, maximizing the resolution and efficiency is just not going to be applicable when it's docked.
Yeah, but I mean, I think when it's docked, though, it's going to be up to the developer to quote-unquote kick out the 4K, right? Because I mean,
yeah, definitely
yeah,
at least it can give you some semblance of 4K when docked.
I was gonna say it's not like Cyberpunk's gonna be kicking out at 4K on a dock mode Switch, because mm-hmm. on a PC you need the fucking top of the line. So I think that's, it's more along the line of those big games like that, right?
That
like,
makes
like,
sense.
And, yeah, like, yeah, like Cyberpunk, fucking Hogwarts Legacy, shit like that, that the, you know, the newer releases, there, it's not going to use it to, which could make it look to rival a high-end PC. Yeah, I guess.
Exactly. That makes sense. But it's all bullshit. I get you. It's all bullshit. It's not real. It's just emulating a better look. All right, that's fine. That's fine.
I mean, you know, some people are going to care, some people aren't. But yeah, no. I think it was more along the lines of like Nintendo held off to tell people because people were like, you know, they made it a bullet point during the presentation.
Yeah. But
it's kind of shady of Nintendo to come out and just be like, oh yeah, my bad, it's not for dock mode,
it's only for handheld. For handheld, get a little more 1080p for your 1080p, that's fine. You got a 1080p, yeah. Right? That's good.
Yeah, handheld 1080p, right?
Oh, okay.
Neil Druckmann, mm-hmm. the whole, you know, people are really rumored that this may be The Last of Us Part 3, because he's, I think today I saw the quote. He said he's more in like a producer role of it, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And he's tied up with that Intergalactic game, the one that got revealed.
Intergalactic, the one that, yeah, that's being, I guess, developed concurrently with this game.
Yeah, but I think he's more heavily involved in Intergalactic, and he's a producer for the third game, which makes me feel like it's not The Last of Us Part 3. But I don't know.
But he said the story cannot be wrapped up in 3 seasons.
Well, I mean, I don't want to ruin the story for anyone, but I was literally talking to my girlfriend about this too, because we're watching the show.
Yeah.
And literally after every episode, she's like, "So how far along into the game is this?" And I'm like, honestly, like, I'm a little perplexed that they went this route.
Uh huh.
Because this whole season, quote unquote, is just Ellie's perspective of
the events.
What's happening.
Yeah.
And in the game, you're switching between Ellie and Abby.
Yeah.
And that's what I was telling my girlfriend, because I'm like, I really feel like they're not going to wrap this up in 3 seasons, because there's a hell of a lot more story to tell. Like I broke it down to her because I didn't want to spoil it, but I told her, I'm like, think of it this way. Right now, we're in like arc 2. And Ellie is arc 2, but then when you go to Abby, Abby's perspective is taking place at the same time as Ellie. But it's like, that's what was so good about the game, is it created this tension of like, oh shit, Abby's here, Mm-hmm. And Ellie said, I just played as Ellie, and Ellie said she's going there. She's going to run into Ellie. And, like, you know, stuff like that, right? Where it's a little bit harder, I guess, in a TV show to do that.
But, yeah.
But to me, and you know, when they announced this shit, you know, when we talked about it last year, I'm like, I mean, that was one of my main concerns is, like, how are they going to do the story justice? Because the story was so good set up the way it was in the game.
Yeah, it's a very specific narrative choice that relies on, I guess, that kind of format, right? Like,
yeah.
Huh. So yeah, well, I'm not spoiled on it, so I'm like,
yeah,
huh.
Yeah, well, yeah, neither is she, but it's kind of like, watch, I saw today, I believe, too, they actually let out, you know, they pretty much said that, hey, season 3 is going to be Abby's story. Because think about it. Homegirl was only in there for 2 episodes. She hasn't been seen since.
I know. She's and like she the antagonist.
She's a big part of the game, right? Yeah. And so that's what I told my girlfriend. I'm like, I really feel like they're going to do... It's good and bad because they're going to replay season 2, but from Abby's perspective. Because Abby's dealing with all this other shit the same time that Ellie is hunting her down.
These fucking nerds are gonna lose it then.
Yeah, I mean that's what I told my girlfriend. I'm like, God, I just hope that they do it good because again, let's just put it this way. If Abby's arc is gonna be season 3,
yeah,
that means that the big finale of the game, something happens in the game that's going to bring them, you know,
that's
in
the same make place. The stories converge.
Exactly. That is going to be arc 4. And I told my girlfriend, I'm like, there is so much more story to tell like than what they're... I'm like, literally, the season finale is next week. And I'm like, oh my God, there's like so much more that is like going to like piss people off and or like just make you drop your jaw on the ground and like, oh my God, like what's happening type of thing. And I'm like, there is no way they can wrap up the rest of this game story in one season, unless it's going to be like a fucking 12, 10, maybe 10, but I don't know.
No, they're not doing that. They're not doing that.
I don't know.
Because they shortened the season down to 7 episodes from 9, right?
Yeah, which is bullshit. They shouldn't have done that.
Bullshit, I agree.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it honestly feels too... I'm sorry, I'm putting the fucking booze in front of my mouth and the mic's not picking it up. It's too fast. Like, to me, it's way, way too fast for, like, what's happening. Yeah. Damn, that means 4 seasons. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we're fucking getting 4 seasons then. I really hope that they're able to shoot this shit much quicker, though. I mean,
I
don't want to wait till 2027 to see Abby's fucking version of this.
People were saying, too, they're like, fuck, that means you have to wait till 2029? Like, what the fuck? Like, come on. Like, you know, for the 4th season type of shit. It's like, come on, dude. This whole fucking slow, like... burn of seasons, just like fucking just
modern
get it done,
TVs. Dude, we were spoiled, man. Dude, we had epic ass Game of Thrones season for 8 for 7 seasons,
yeah.
You know, with 8 episodes or 10 episodes each until the end, and that shit was nonstop. I'm like, they did this shit year round.
Well, also, too, you know, I'm kind of late on this bandwagon here about Andor Disney Plus, but dude, Andor's like fucking 12 episodes. And they're all like super fucking good, and I'm just like, God damn! And I think they kicked it out. They said something about they kicked out 2 seasons of Andor in the span it took, like 1 season of The Last of Us or some shit, right?
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, hey, Rogue One was a lit movie. I loved it, and you know, I was kind of hesitant about it wasn't a high priority for me to watch Andor, right? I was, like, more interested in Obi-Wan, shit like that. But, yeah, now that I started watching it, I'm like, God, I'm so stupid. I should have watched this earlier. It's super good.
That's everybody keeps telling me. I know. I'm feeling stupid right now because, like, dude, yeah. I'm seeing all the – like, you said, yeah. I'm seeing all the publications right now, and it is building the hype for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I gotta say, like, I watched episode 3 the other day because I missed it in the theaters, and I was like, I'm still feeling the bug, you know? And
that's why I started it.
Oh my God, dude. I was like, fuck, I kind of missed Star Wars. Yeah. I kind of really missed, like, I don't know what it was. The last good Star Wars thing for me, we're going so off topic, but fucking Mandalorian season 2 ending. I feel like that was the peak. I'm like, I don't want to do anything else. That got me so, like a kid again. I was like, all right. There's no way they're going to replicate that. They're just not. But I guess Andor is like some shit. So
we're gonna turn this into a Star Wars podcast. But I was say the thing for me was like the reason I started watching is because me and my kids watched Rogue One for May the 4th. And because we watched Revenge of the Sith, and I'm like, fuck that. I'm gonna let's slap in that prequel to A New Hope, and it was we just put on Rogue One, and I'm like, God damn it, that's a like this is what we wanted. This is all we needed right here. It's more of this.
This is what we wanted.
Rogue One is such a fucking good Star Wars movie. That's
great. No, I'm with you on that. We are so off top. Let's get back to gaming. Because I'm going to want to watch Rogue One, honestly, after this.
Yeah.
I'm going to do Andor first before I go to Rogue One. I'm going to make it a thing. Fuck it.
Oh, fuck. Hey, yeah, I heard that people were doing like, though they're like, watch season two of Andor and then Rogue One and then A New Hope. It's like a new trilogy. And I was like, oh, damn. So,
let's do it. I'm going to do it before we get GTA 6, obviously, because that bitch is delayed again. Mm-hmm. And I was never delayed, but if you go by our history of uncovering rumors and little insights and all this shit, everybody knew. Everybody fucking knew this wasn't going to make it, unfortunately.
I just, I don't want to spoil our did they get it right. But yeah, hey, it's a hell of a thing to drop a trailer and then just say, oh yeah, FYI guys, got to wait a whole nother fucking year for that.
I believe they call it edging. That's what the kids call it. we got edged Goonies collectively.
Gooning, edging, whatever the fuck they call it.
Is it edging? What's it called? Or what's the other term?
I don't fucking know.
Come on, dude.
Gooning.
Tell me how. You can just know. I don't know. No. All right, fine.
But yeah, so yeah, that delay after that trailer, we'll talk about the trailer in a little bit, but your boy, speaking of trailers, and your boy fucking Randy Pitchford there.
Not my boy, dude.
I think we talked about this last episode, right?
We did. Borderlands he was being a bitch, dude.
It's like, I don't know what it is. It's just not hitting. Like, it's just, okay, cool.
Dude,
I guess
I've only bought one Borderlands game ever at full price, and that was Borderlands 2 on the Xbox 360 when I was in college. Mm-hmm. And since then, I bought Borderlands 1 on a deep Xbox sale, like Xbox 360 sale, and it just unlocked something in my heart that I loved. And then it just stopped after that. I'm just like, what the fuck? This is not selling me. And especially for $80, I'm like, a real fan will find a way to make it happen. Fuck off. That makes me want to buy it ever.
Oh, yeah. You should see the internet is fucking like, hey, what do you know? A CEO telling us to fucking give him money. Fuck you. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, right? He's like, fuck you. Pay me. I'm like, what? No.
But, like, that's the thing we'll talk about it, too, with your boys at Microsoft in a little while. But, like, do these fools not know that we have... like options now, like it's not
good point.
We're not fiending for the next big release because guess what? I'm still trying to get from the next big release from fucking 6 months ago,
dude. Fucking for real. I would say 2023 ruined gaming forever because that we had too much, and I'm still pulling for games from back then to try to make fucking content happen and whatever it is.
I barely beat fucking Assassin's Creed Mirage like 2 weeks ago.
Damn.
And that shit came out in what, 2023?
No, for Shadows, real, right?
I'm just like, God damn. So, yeah, I mean, hey, you guys want to charge fucking $80 just because Nintendo did Borderlands 4?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm going to call it now. Bookmark it, do whatever you want, but it's going to flop.
Yeah.
Ain't no one buying Borderlands 4 for $80. And
dude,
it's not going
to. With the movie flopping too, like, now's not the time to be stingy.
Yep.
Yeah, you're ruining the IP, buddy. Sorry, Pitchford. Yep. Fuck with the IP.
But you know what's funny is that, kind of on topic with this, is the fact that there's some games that are like really, some developers, publishers, whatever, that are like, hey, we're seeing this whole increase, but you know what? We're going to give you a game for $50. And one that comes to mind that also released a trailer recently was The Mafia, The Old Country.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And people are like hyped for that shit because I think either the director or the CEO of that publisher or developer was straight up saying like, yeah, we're not really adding on stuff. Like, we're just going to give you a good narrative game that is priced where we think is fair for the consumers. And we really want you to play our game. And it's like, more of that, less of this motherfucker.
Yeah, unless it's like, Nintendo. Everybody likes Borderlands. You can pay even more, $20 more. Oh, man, I was talking to a coworker earlier, and we were talking about video game prices. And I was like, yeah, man, I got $20 of Nintendo credit in my account so I can pay a regular-ass price for one of their games. Like that's what is gaming right now, and I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
That fucking sucks. You know what? Speaking of price increases, you want to take this one? Oh, you already got this one.
Yeah,
go for it.
I'll jump into it.
Right, news time, listeners. It's news time, baby. Yeah. Let's fucking go.
News.
I'm fucking hot right now, dude. I'm hot. Let's talk about it.
Microsoft is raising prices, and that's just the headline. Like, I don't know if you guys heard me, though, but that Microsoft, the person who is in dead last in this whole console generation, is raising prices.
Right? I'm going to do the next slide. Consoles, accessories, and games. Oh, my. It's on everything, baby.
So, yes, Microsoft is raising the prices on their consoles, their accessories, and their games.
Yeah, there we go.
Xbox is becoming more and more allergic to money as they have made substantial price increases across all platforms, including accessories. This comes as the company is struggling to push units and developers are fleeing the fledgling consoles.
They are, though. It sucks.
Let's break it down for you guys so far. So, the Xbox Series S, the entry level, right? If you guys,
that's mine. Maybe, I have that one.
Yeah. Maybe you guys want to, you know, partake in the next gen, but you don't want to spend $500, right?
Hey, that's me.
Hey. Xbox Series S was for you because it was only $299.
That's what I paid.
All digital, yes, but hey, you know, you can get some good games on there.
Yeah,
they're increasing. Yeah, they're increasing that bad boy up to what is that? Fucking $80. $379.99.
Oh, I'm a sell mine.
So next up, we have. I'm assuming that's X terabyte. No, or is that the Series?
No, that's the Series S again. Oh, but they have a 1 terabyte version.
Oh, I didn't even know it did that. Okay, so my bad. So Xbox Series S, 1 terabyte, right? You guys wanna bump up that fucking internal storage there?
That was only $50 before. It was only $50 more, Cordova.
Only a $50 increase from $299 to $349.
Oh.
Now that bad boy is increasing to $429.99.
Ooh, that one hurt. Okay. But hey, the Series X has to be a much more reasonable compromise, right? I mean, they're having a hard time pushing that one, aren't they?
We're not done yet. Oh. So, Xbox Series X, right? Their premier flagship thing that's supposed to compete with the PS5, right?
Yes.
They had an all digital version at a respectable $449.99, right? $450 gets you into, you know, something as powerful as
really
a PS5.
Really good next gen, I would say, for sure.
Yeah, right? That's getting increased by $100. Yeah, $100 increase to $549.99.
That is more than $80. But...
And then, last but not least, we have the Xbox Series X.
Oh, that's with the disc in it.
Yes, which is what I have. And I believe I bought mine for only $399 on sale. But it's normally $499.99, right? $500. That's about comparative to a PS5.
Okay.
Oh, that's getting kicked up to $599.99. So,
boy, that is PS Pro prices right there.
And honestly, too, before I finish this, I had a picture. I want to see if I have it in my phone real quick because they had a breakdown. They literally had a breakdown of this time, time frame in the previous generations, right?
Yeah.
And oh man, hold on. Let me see. I had it right here. Fuck, I should have had it up before. I apologize, but it literally said, you know, like, hey guys, the last generation. When we were here, this is how much the console cost. They usually go down.
They go down in prices. That's what happens. They go down in prices that, what do you call, don't unnecessarily bully our partners in with tariffs, usually.
Yeah. So, you know what? I don't know where the fuck it is in my deleted file. But, it was very interesting to me that picture that said literally like, oh, you know, what are we in? Like 5 years into this shit now, right? 5 years into the current gen?
5 years into the current gen, absolutely. Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's right here. Okay. Ready for this, guys. All right.
Let's hear it.
The original Xbox, 4.5 years later into its cycle like we are now, the price at launch was $299. 4.5 years later, it was down to $149.
Fuck. That would have been nice.
Here we go. This is the real kicker. Oh my god. Actually, no, it's not the real kicker. But Xbox 360, right? The console that everyone had back in the day.
Yes.
Price at launch was only $299. And 4.5 years later, after launch, it dropped down to $199. And now, here we go. Xbox One, right? Kind of Xbox's stumble. Price at launch, $499. Check this out.
Wow.
4.5 years into the Xbox One's life, it was only $199 to get an Xbox One.
Damn. That's the one I had.
And now here we are, the Series X, the Series S, increasing prices 4.5 years later.
Okay.
So, to wrap this up.
What could have changed?
On the flip side, Microsoft is reportedly testing streaming integration into Xbox consoles. Will increased console prices with decreased game prices even out for the end consumer? Also, we did not even say that Xbox's first party, you know, titles, they came out and said they're going to go up to $80. I mean,
yeah, that's true.
I don't know what Xbox game I would pay $80 for.
I'm not, dude. Say it right. Oh my god. Even the Fable games, I bought them all on discount. Like I'm not paying shit for Avowed. I personally, we're going to discussion time right now. Really. I personally think this is just more of a leveraged move to get people on Game Pass with the game increases. That's what I think. They really want people on Game Pass, but I think with the Steam integration, I guess they're talking to other what do you call these things, like Steam, launchers?
iOS is launchers. Yeah. Operating systems, launchers. Shit.
Yeah, okay. Like they're talking to a couple other ones. I guess Xbox wants to be a little more Windows based, and I guess to bring that to consumers in just an easy gaming exclusive form, which I buy into that philosophy. I think that'd be fantastic. I think that would actually make Xbox very competitive, but these prices do not. Especially when you can get a PS5 for substantially cheaper now.
I have a feeling. They're going to be coming in real hot soon.
Yeah, but you know what? Also, they're going to be doing that with only 2 or 3 years left on the generation, because 2027, I believe, is the goal for the next gen, which they really got to be putting some good software out for me not to think this generation was shit. Like, seriously.
Yeah,
this is the slowest fucking generation we've had.
I can do without a PS6, you know? I mean, I don't know what game would be like, oh, fuck that, I need that. You know, it's kind of just
seriously.
Like...
I'm with you. I'm fucking with you. What's going to get me to go? Maybe the Naughty Dog game. Maybe the Naughty Dog game. But honestly,
I don't know. Even that, I'm just like, dude, I better see some gameplay.
But... Yeah. I'm with it. Because, okay, I would say the Xbox One and the Series S, X, whatever. I can see the difference. I can kind of tell. Like, all right, well, this is the modern version of a game. This is how it should play, whatever it is. I don't know what more they're going to get out of me for the next one. Like, yeah. I really, really, really don't. Especially if it's going to be more pricey than this.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, too. I mean, I've been saying it for, like, the past year. Is like, there's a ceiling. You can make the fucking buffest, fucking top of the line PC, but at the end of the day, it's like nothing is hitting that, you know? Like there is not an 8K game. It's all like upscaling, and it's all, you know, like,
yeah,
it's gonna look cool, but is it really that much better than a fucking 4K? It's not.
The noobs don't care. Most people don't give a shit.
Yeah, and then that's the thing. I'm like, even I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm like, hey, I like a good-looking game, but if it's boring as fuck to play, then what's the point?
And what's the point? Exactly. I'm like, but hey, it's like, that's 120 FPS boring right there. I'll tell you what. Yeah.
I'm like, dude, I want some, like, it's crazy to think, like, I see these videos that talk about, like, the jump from PS2 to PS3, or, you know, like, Xbox to 360, and, you know, fucking GameCube to Switch, like, all that shit, right? And it's like, It shows the jump, and it's like you can see the leaps, right? But from PS4 to PS5, I mean, half of the fucking library is available on PS4. That's, you know, that's there for a reason,
right? Now it's whack. It's fucking whack. Also, at the end of the day, like I'll use this example right here, because this is some nerd shit. Think of how many people don't get to buy regular iPhones, right? regular iPhones. Like they'll still rock like an iPhone 12 or 13 for like 6 years. And you can tell them, like, hey, dude, this has a good processor. You run the apps faster, and your screen's 120 hertz if you get the Pro and all this shit. They won't see a fucking difference.
Yeah.
They're just not going to see a fucking difference. At some point, gaming is getting to this point.
Yeah.
Where you're just not going to see that. And you to see it, really, you're going to have the TV. You're going to have the fucking soundbar. You're going to have all this shit that is just a bigger investment. And who cares? Who cares?
That's what I mean, is like, dude, like Fortnite, right? One of the biggest games in the world. Call of Duty, fucking Warzone, one of the biggest games in the world. They're free, and they play on fucking four different generations of consoles right now.
Yeah, so that's right.
What the fuck is the point?
What are you doing? I get it. Innovate. Make things happen. Innovate in the character. Innovate gameplay-wise. Innovate ways in that I think makes things funner in the moment-to-moment gameplay and, like, experiences that, you know, don't exploit customers. And there's a lot of things you can do in gaming to make people want to buy your game that isn't just making a resolution bump and a higher frame rate. Mm-hmm. Like, that's it. You can do a lot more, but that would require creativity, which I think I'm not going to put this on developers. I'm going to put this on publishers are scared of. Developers would love to be more creative. We've seen that time and time again with the indies and a lot of big developers' first couple games. Oh, yeah. It's when it comes to the third or fourth or whatever part in the series, there's always that slump when it gets super like, what the fuck is this safe? This feels safe and pretty.
It's funny too that you just said that, because I saw another little article earlier today that said, like, if you think about it, the biggest, like, Game of the Year award winners and the biggest, like, innovators, quote unquote, this generation have been games that have been, like, budget priced or below $50. So, like, the list that I saw was, like, let's just say Helldivers 2, $40, mm-hmm. right? That fucking card game. Boletro?
Yeah.
Dude, fucking $15. And it's like, talk about addicting. Like, I'm playing that shit on my Steam Deck, and it's just like,
I don't want it because I know it's going to get me.
Yeah. So, you know, and then that new, I guess there was a new RPG, something about, it was called like Expedition 33 or something.
Oh, yes. The Game Pass one. Everybody keeps saying it's awesome.
Yeah, I've heard everyone talk about that. That was only $50. Split Fiction, the dude that made the It Takes Two, his game launched at $50.
Yeah, so I can feel you doing the Vince McMahon gif right now. I can just see you're just like, that's $50. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, hey, if they think that influencers or fucking streamers are going to push $80 games on us, say, hey, man, good luck. But I'm going to tell you right now, there ain't no game that I would want to get for $80 because even right now, right? I wanted fucking Warhammer 40K, the Space Marine 2 game that looked like a fucking, you know, crazy amount of enemies on screen and all that shit. I still waited till it was on sale.
Dude.
I had so much in my backlog. So.
Right? Not only that, dude. I'm actually going to be waiting on Donkey Kong Bonanza. I personally, I'm going to just be like, what? It's too much. I have a lot of shit I got to pay for. I have plenty of games I can play that are just look better because, again, I do fall for the nerd shit with the higher frame rates and all that. And that's good enough for me. I'll have Mario Kart. I'm okay. You know, in fact, if Metroid Prime 4 comes out and I don't have Bonanza by that point, I'm getting Metroid Prime 4 first. And then I'll get to Bonanza. You know? I just will. I don't care that much. I'm a fucking adult, and I'm busy, and I'm getting hot right now. We got to move on, because this is too much.
Yep.
Oh, it's my turn. Fuck. All right, let's go. You ready? Or you want to throw some little more steam on the fucking...
No, go ahead. No, let's do it. I'm done with Microsoft.
I'm done with Microsoft, too. Yeah. Hot right now. It's getting real hot. Anyways, Nintendo sues again. That's right. Nintendo is suing Genki, an accessory maker, over unauthorized Switch 2 mock-ups and accessories revealed at CES 2025, which we actually revealed on this podcast live. It was fun. Nintendo alleges that Genki used its trademark without permission. Thank you again, Genki, for the content. Falsely advertised products as compatible with the unreleased console. Ooh, that's not good. And created unauthorized mock-ups, misleading consumers. Genki has responded to the lawsuit, stating that they are taking it seriously and working with legal counsel. Can Genki overcome the Nintendo ninjas? Can they?
Say, I mean, it's like Nintendo has nothing better to do than just sue people, so.
Yeah, they're getting way more litigious, I would say. They're getting way, way more litigious lately.
Yeah. Didn't this whole thing happen? I think they're more upset of the leak than...
Yeah, I think like, so, you know, too. Because, yeah. I mean, from what I read about this, Genki had access from, like, other vendors and was able to negotiate some way to help them get access here. But also, very unprofessional on their part, they really tried to jump the gun and they get like, this is the Switch 2 stuff you can buy, so... I would say technically, because no specs or stuff were released or it was no authorized transfer, Nintendo can say, well, obviously it's falsely advertised. They didn't have the fucking stuff in the first place. There's no way they would have really known, and they would have misled people. Although, I gotta say, their accessories and all that shit that we were talking about before, it looked pretty spot on now that we see the end product. I'm like, come on, Nintendo, please. Like, please.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, guys.
I mean... You know, I think there was something else I saw where Nintendo was suing someone else again, but it's just like, yeah, like I said, I mean, hey, I guess the moral of the story is don't piss off Nintendo or else they'll just, you know, come after you. And
they got that Switch 1 money, dude.
Yeah.
They got that Switch 1 money. Like, they ain't playing around. They're usually very protective. In this sense, I can see, again, like you said, because Genki dropped the whole, like, they kind of fucked up their announcement in the first place.
Yeah.
That, I think, is Nintendo's way of just punishing them and just showing other people, like, don't do this again.
Yeah.
Like, you don't do it either.
Yeah, they're going to make an example out of them.
I think they did. I think that's why we got that one direct in January, honestly. There was just so many leaks going around, and Genki, like, was the exclamation point, you know?
Yeah.
Again, we all covered it. We covered it in January. Jesus. we covered all this shit. But hey, this is the result. They're getting sued. So Genki, best of luck to you, bro.
Yeah, I would say good luck.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, okay, well, that's that. Leaky rumor time?
Yep.
All right, let's fucking roll. You want this one?
Yeah, I'll take it. So speaking of Switch 2 stuff, am I right? So,
yeah, there he goes. Transition, baby.
It may be getting a big game, a Rockstar game, I should say, but it's a little bit of an oldie here. Red Dead Redemption 2. May be coming to the Switch 2. So, Rockstar Games is looking to keep the Red Dead name alive into the current generation as they are set to bring Red Dead Redemption 2 to Nintendo's newest platform. Additionally, a quote-unquote next-gen upgraded version of the game is also set to release in the near future on current-gen PS5, Xbox Series X, and I'm assuming PC as well, but does... The Red Dead Redemption series work in a handheld. Discuss.
It does. I would say with the first Red Dead, having it portable is actually really fun. But I do notice that I end up not doing the main quest as much and kind of dick around a lot. Which I think RDR2 actually has a lot of good stuff, a lot of good side shit for that. So I'm with it. I'm actually with it.
Yeah, so I actually, it's funny you say that, because I literally did just buy Red Dead Redemption for my Steam Deck because it was on sale.
Nice.
You know, I treated myself to a little birthday present.
There you go.
So, I'm only really playing it exclusively on my Steam Deck, but even before that, I was playing Red Dead Redemption 2 on my PC because I was tired of waiting for this next-gen version. You know, it's about 4 years too late. Red Dead Redemption 2 came out in 2018.
2019.
Oh, 2019? I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, but the point is it's over 5 years old. So, a PS5, the Xbox launched, you know, a year or two after that. They should have had a fucking upgraded version at that time.
Yeah, I agree. It should have been a much quicker turnaround, for sure.
Yeah. I bought it for only fucking, it was like $15 on Steam. And, you know, the PC version, it plays at above 60. You know, the visuals look cool. So I started replaying it with the upgraded visuals and all that. So, yeah, you waited. I'm not paying $50 to play it on my PS5 when I bought it for $15 on my PC. So, sorry about that, Rockstar. But, I mean, hey, if that's portable on the Switch 2, and you don't have access to a Steam Deck or a PC, then yes, I think it fits a handheld type of mode perfectly.
Yeah, and that's also, me, baby. I'm doing that.
Well, also, too, I will give the nod to the Switch and the Switch 2 version or whatever, because they will not have to deal with online DMRs like the Steam and the Steam Deck do.
True, true, true. Very, very true.
So, yeah, they get the nod there. But, you know, I mean, hey, I'm not dropping money when I can already do it right now. So
exactly. No, that, you know, that makes sense.
Turn on that little hotspot. 5 minutes later, you know, it checked in. All right, we're good. But, yeah, it's really stupid that... It's like, you know, people have a point when they say all the seven C's when it comes to shit like this.
No, that truly, it's disruptive, right? Okay, because yeah. We had the gaming grew so much to the point where it's just like, there was a time when we would not have to worry about even being online in the fucking first place and having complete games and all this other stuff. And now it's like, are you legit? Are you ripping our shit? Like, gaming was still successful before we went through all this stuff, honestly. Yeah. It really, really was. I think you're actually, when you do shit like that, you fuck with the casual gamer. You truly do. And that they're not down for that. Like, oh, I can't go online. A casual gamer's going to play a game, be told they need to fucking connect, and be like, well, I'm going to stop playing. Yeah. And that's it. And then you lose a fucking customer at that point.
Yeah. I mean, that, like I said, that's the one downside to some of these Steam Deck games is the fact that for whatever fucking reason... you know, they want to just, you know, and Rockstar is honestly one of the bigger culprits now, because if EA, of all people, fucking will change their launcher to allow us to play Mass Effect Trilogy portable offline, Rockstar really needs to look in the mirror and be like, why does Red Dead Redemption 1 need to be online only? I mean, yeah. So, yeah, that's... Literally, it's more of a nuisance than like a game, like a deal breaker. But you know, it's like, why the fuck does that need to happen? But
it makes no fucking sense. No, I'm 100% with you. But hey, whatever. Like again, it happens with again Nintendo suing people, Rockstar doing this shit. It's like the more money, more problems for the consumer. That's what we end up getting.
Yep.
Shoot.
Speaking of problems, though,
I gotta say we gotta wrap up, but you know we're gonna talk. A little bit of shit on Bungie here, because actually this is kind of sad. Bungie's marathon is potentially delayed, and the studio is, unfortunately, right now in shambles. So, a former employee at Bungie has called out the company's leadership and labeled them as quote-unquote toxic, as reports are surfacing of a big delay for their next major title, Marathon. Morale at Bungie since Sony's takeover is in quote-unquote freefall, according to numerous reports. Are the glory days of behind Bungie? Did Sony make a bad investment? Discuss. Ugh.
So I guess the real culprit here is the fact that it came out that yet again Bungie has stolen like artwork or like an art style. Like Marathon's whole thing, their aesthetic, is stolen from an artist, basically. I think it came out, the artist posted some shit in 2017, 2018 or something. And I haven't really looked too into it just because Marathon is not my cup of tea.
No, same. I'm really not hyped for it at all. I mean,
look, extraction shooter, I don't care. Bungie had such a fucking good thing last year with the Final Shape, Destiny 2. All-time high fucking users were playing it. You know, it was like a DLC that was worthy of being a Bungie DLC. And then they just said, all right, guys, bye. Like, that was it. They're like, we're not going to capitalize on this. We're not going to fucking keep going on this. You guys are getting the best DLC we put out, and then we're moving to Marathon. Mm-hmm. So, you know, don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm still playing Destiny 2 here and there. But, you know, they also had, like, a reveal of the next big expansion there, and it looks like whatever to me. I'm not really as hyped for it as I was as the Final Shape, but... yeah, man, because Bungie's putting all their fucking resources into Marathon, and just all the videos I've seen on it is just like, I don't want to play that. Like, I'm just going to play Apex Legends or a fucking Battle Royale. Like, extraction shooters, it's not, no, I'm not foaming at the mouth for it.
No, like, I'm not, you know? Either. I'm not, right? I'm just, it's like... Bungie has such a flavor to themselves, and they're so good at innovation with that formula. I don't see how Marathon's going to capture that. They haven't sold me on it. They haven't sold me on it one fucking second. Mm. And, like, with the stolen art style, and, you know, I was reading something about this, too. Like, nothing is quite coming right now for Bungie because of the way the acquisition is. They focus on the live services for Sony. That didn't really work out because Sony's cutting all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
From what I've gathered from these news sources and from a lot of the comments and people giving up bullshit, Bungie was so used to just being on such a high and being invincible. Now that they're not, a lot of people are coming out of the woodworks and being like, hey, you know, this is a pretty abusive fucking environment and da 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 da. Right? Yeah. Like, it's like you're hot until you're not. And then when you're not, all the dirty laundry comes up. And it's really, when they had more agency, like Activision at Microsoft, like, you know, they were able to get away with this kind of stuff. But Sony is very stringent. Sony's very, very different. They're much more controlled, which is why their first party games are so good.
Yeah.
About this kind of stuff. They don't have flops to the same degree. They do, but they're very rare. So this like haphazard development cycle is not going to work with them as the leaders. That's just not going to happen.
And like, I mean, think about it. Like, Helldivers 2 came out of nowhere and was a huge hit. I mean, PC, all that stuff, right? And I just, there's no type of hype for this for Marathon. I mean, I've seen the streamers play it. I've seen them. It just looks like whatever to me. Like, it doesn't look engaging. It looks like you're running across a map for fucking 5 minutes and nothing's happening. And not only that, but just like the extraction shooter genre is so like 2 or 3 years ago. DMZ on Warzone, I think 1 or 2 came out. And it was like, hey, DMZ was fucking the shit for a while. But then even that, if Call of Duty can't make that thing like a thing... Yes. And I'm sorry, you're not going to make it a thing with a game that you're going to make people pay for. Like, it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. Right? Exactly. And again, generations change. The Bungie name was fantastic 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, dude. I mean, it's invincible. Bungie had Halo, you know, Halo, the OG Halo series. They had fucking Halo Reach.
And
they
both Destiny games really, it brought a lot of people. It definitely did.
Well, Destiny 1 and then, you know, like had two whatever expansions. But then when the Taken King came out, their big, you know, like I think it was about two, three year big DLC drop. Like that fucking changed the game for them because everyone was back on board, right?
Yeah.
And then Destiny 2 had that same cycle where... Destiny 2 came out and people were on it, but then they got bored of it. So then they released like another little shitty DLC. And then The Witch Queen came out and that fucking got people back into it. And then they released another DLC. They went the whole route of seasons and shit, right? Where it's like, oh, for 3 months you can play this. And it was like, yeah, it's hit and miss with that because sometimes it's engaging, sometimes it's not. But then they dropped fucking the Final Shape.
Yeah.
And the Final Shape was like, fucking, that was it, man. Like, there was so much to do. The raid was fucking, it took people 3 days to do the raid the first time.
I remember you saying this before. I was like, oh, look at how happy his heart is right now. Look how happy he is.
And now here we are where, and now we're back on the cycle where, you know, a year later they're going to drop the next DLC, but it's just the hype's not there. And it's because they put all their fucking money into Marathon and no one's really gives a shit about Marathon. So
they do not. No.
Yeah. Yes. Bungie, you know, I'm sorry, but the only chance Marathon has is if you release it free to play. But even then, I doubt it's going to do anything. I really do.
Yeah. You ain't got the name no more, bro.
Yeah.
Sorry, dude. There's a whole generation of people on Fortnite. Fortnite happened in between all this progress and just... It just took over, man.
You know
I'm
what's
sorry.
Fucking crazy about that stupid ass game Fortnite is the fact that it can just like, I can miss fucking a year of it and then I play it once with my kids and I'm sucked back into it just because like, underneath that whole stupid game is an actual good engine of shooting. Like, right? I hate it.
It's got good fundamentals, goddamn it.
Yeah. And then not only that, but they made it now to where, oh my god, like I think I talked about last year where, dude, you can do like a Minecraft. Lego style in Fortnite, dude. Now, you can do Rock Band in Fortnite. You can do fucking, like...
Dude, we were covering that when it was happening. We're like, I guess you could do whatever. And then now it's just like, fuck, it actually worked. Holy shit.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Right. Now it's like, hey, fucking, it's not just Battle Royale anymore. It's fucking 5 different games in one. So good luck trying to dethrone that.
Dude, and even the Battle Royale was a Hail Mary. It was a fucking, it was a whole different game before that. So these adaptability, give it to Fortnite. Non-adaptability, give that to stagnation. Give it to Bungie right now. Sorry guys, you gotta get with the times.
I'm gonna be very ashamed to say this, but they had a Star Wars season all in May, and I dropped $10 for it.
I knew you fucking would, dude.
I want to get Emperor Palpatine.
You watch Rogue One, you're good.
Well, yeah, and I want to have him crip walk as Snoop Dogg drop it like it's hot. So I'm sorry, I don't know what it is. Okay. It's just I have a problem.
I'm with you on that. Damn it! All right, I'm gonna have to re-download this bitch just to see what everybody's talking about. But all right, it's fine. Okay. Now that we're here, though, I'm going to have a real quick, did they get it right? And it is for the new trailer for Grand Theft Auto 6.
Did you happen to see this? Did you watch it?
Oh, of course I watched it. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. I don't know about you, but that trailer was like, I don't know what's gameplay and what's cutscenes, but I'm here for it. And I will say that I'm just like, God damn it. If that thing costs $100... Mm-hmm. I don't know if I really don't think I would buy that for $100, but I really feel like they're going to get the balls to do that.
Really?
After that trailer, I really think the Rockstar is going to have the balls to drop it for fucking $100.
I really think so. I feel like, how do I describe it? What's the word I'm thinking of? It looks so current, like gen. Current gen and where we're at with the PS5 and 6. Like, usually there's some sort of lesserness to GTA. It always looks good, but it never looks like top tier graphically because they have so much going on, right? There's so much happening. It never looks like cream of the crop. It always looks great, but in a good enough kind of sense. Like, the art style carries it and the scales carries it. This time, I'm like, damn, that shit looks really fucking good.
Yeah.
Like, it looks insanely good for what it is, and they're going to give us a scale, and they're going to give us this. Like, this is a long gestating project that they're going to want to make their money back, and they know they got a bunch of suckers, and I'm going to be one of them suckers. That is 100% the case, because it just, the story's there, the story seems fun, a lot of asses, a lot of asses, but also the world looks interesting, it looks dense.
Yeah, it looks super dense. That's what took it, like, to the next level for me, is the fact that it looks like there's so much going on, in the background.
Right?
Like, yeah.
And I was reading a Reddit thread about how people play GTA 5 now, because it's been so long. What do people actually do? And everybody's dropping their experiences. I'm like, people just don't care.
Yeah.
Like, in terms of, like, there's no, like, I'm going to go and, like, get my points up and da-da-da-da, there's my character's going to be this. Like, nah, I'm going to dick around. I'm going to rob some shit. I'm going to get enough money to buy a car that I never get to really use on missions. But, you know, some of us will just drive up the mountain and see how fast we can go up the mountain. Or we're going to kill as many of these motherfuckers as we can in blue shirts. And we just wanted to kill all the blue shirt people. And we thought that was fun as fuck. And it's like, oh, it's just people's imagination and being able to live within a world that they're familiar with. That's kind of like just no holds bar. And now they get to do it at a much bigger scale with a lot more stuff going on. Of course they're going to drop $100 on this. They probably dropped a lot more on shark cards in the fucking first place. And all the stuff that you need to to get your shit up. So it's like, that's not going to stop. They know they got a moneymaker right there.
Yeah.
And they might get me. We'll see. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, hey, I think if you're going to build a hype for a game that's not going to come out for another year, that's already been delayed, follow GTA 6 trailer number 2 example, because they got it right on that one.
I'm with you. I think they got it right. I think it realigned my interest in... getting it, even though I don't really feel like 5 got me as much as 4, but 5 was still fun. Let's see how this one goes. So I'm with it. I'd say it just looks impressive to me, which is a win.
You live in fucking Los Santos, dude. That's why.
Yeah, I know. Do I see GTA every fucking day? Do I have GTA coming over to this fucking place right now? It's a lot of bullshit. Ugh. Yeah, they got it right. I'm gonna reluctantly say they got it right, even though Randy Pitchford, Take-Two, already did that shit with Borderlands at the top, you know? Yeah, and you get it right, obviously.
Yep. Thumbs up.
They got it right. Good trailer. See you next year. $100 out of my account. All right, let's go. I'll do it real quick. Real quick, what am I playing? It's Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. Again, I am just finessing my character by the time Switch 2 comes so I can actually do the story. But damn, am I getting a lot of hearts, and I'm getting a lot of weapon slots, and I'm just dicking around. It's fantastic. And of course, I actually started playing Donkey Kong Country on the Super Nintendo app. I love that game. I just wanted to fuck around and do a couple levels, and I'm like, I'm already in the snow area? Like, I was, holy shit, that's a good game. That's a damn good game. And, oh, the rewind feature in the Switch. Oh, my heart. I can't believe as a kid I died so much. I must have replayed those levels so many times. I must have gotten so many game overs and finally fucking just brute forced these fucking games. I beat them when I was younger. So to see it now with my bitch-ass reflexes, I'm like, oh, fuck, who the hell was I back then? So, yeah, Donkey Kong Country. It's a great revisit. I might revisit two. We'll see about three. But, yeah, SNES titles, they have a special place in my heart right there. But you... Oh, yeah. Oh, you got some good ones right here. So,
dude, I mean, my testosterone is fucking raging playing these games, dude. So, I finally got Warhammer 40K Space Marine 2, and it is everything that the reviews and everything has said. It is literally like a next-gen Gears of War.
Damn.
And it is like a total just fucking grab a beer, fucking put on Creed, and turn this fucking game up to as high as a soundbar goes, because dude, it is fucking like, just you just drop it. It's old, it's a literal Xbox 360 era game.
Damn.
There's no bullshit microtransactions, there's no fucking battle pass, there's no fucking seasons. It's just, hey, you want to drop down and kill some shit, here you go, fucking, you know. So yeah, I mean, hey, that fucking game is awesome. I got it for fucking $40. It's a perfect price point for it. Mm-hmm. I'm still playing the campaign, but dude, the campaign just reminds me so much of the old school Gears of War. Like, it's so just, you know, you can play it entirely co-op too.
Okay, I'm with that.
There's a whole type of, not horde mode, but like PvE missions after you beat the game,
mm-hmm.
that you can play with your friends and level up your shit and, you know, make your guy look cool. And it's, you don't have to spend a dime, basically. Like, you can literally just unlock a whole bunch of different customizations. The only microtransactions they have are for like the hardcore Warhammer fans, where they're like, oh, I want to be this fucking, you know, battalion and shit, right? Like,
yeah.
That's fine. I mean, you know, it's then they're not even crazy priced. It's pure cosmetic. So, all the updates that they do for this shit is free though. And also, I believe later this year, they're going to release an actual horde mode. So yeah. Hey, I mean, even if you've never played a Warhammer game, this one is really, really cool. If you're a fan of Gears of War, check it out. It's fucking awesome. I can't wait to beat this and, you know, like, kind of just check in on the free updates.
Oh, that's me. I'm that person. Fucking yeah. A.
And then the other fucking just testosterone-filled game I'm currently balls deep in here is that Doom the Dark Ages. So,
ooh, I want to hear about this fucking game. Dude, this one is one of the games I am most in my heart excited for. Like, truly.
I paid full price for it, quote unquote, but it was really just $30 for me and $35 for me, $35 for my son, because he's old enough to, you know, get his money and spend some money. So, you know, we split it down the middle here, and yeah, well worth it.
Damn.
It's very different. Well, I shouldn't say very different than Eternal, but the gameplay loop is different. It's much more involved in parrying and using the shield. To me, that's a little bit more involved than just running around the map, the arenas that Doom Eternal had.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking, you know, don't get me wrong, I love Doom Eternal, but it was very, very fast. It was very, very, like, you have to be paying attention to what's going on screen, even when, especially at the higher difficulties, right?
Oh, absolutely. You have to know exactly what weapon you're using for what, and
exactly.
It's a lot. It's a complex game.
Yeah. So Doom the Dark Ages, the first like 1 to 2 levels, lets you get your feet wet here and learn it. But like, now that I'm later into the game, you know, not even halfway, but like, just, you know, I'm on level like 6 or 7, and like the gameplay loop makes sense now, and it's like it flows like way better. So it is very, I like it. I like the parrying, because it keeps you on your toes, and you have to like look to see what they're shooting. You have to be dodging. It's not slow. Like, the Slayer is basically like a tank, but he's not like super slow. It's like, you have to, there's no dash or anything, but like,
really?
He's running fast, and there's a sprint and shit, but it's not like Doom Eternal where you jump out of the way or whatever, right?
Yeah, so, yeah, where you kind of got it all, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So this one, it's very, I like it so far. I mean, I've broken up, there's already been a couple levels where I broke up the gameplay with, like, the dragon and the mech and all that. So it's Doom, medieval, fucking just, the only critique I have of it is the music isn't as hitting as hard as the first two Dooms.
That's what I hear, yeah.
Because the boy Mick Gordon, you know, he had a falling out with Bethesda id Software over the soundtrack for Doom Eternal, I believe.
Damn.
You know, and it really sucks because I feel like he would have, like, that's, to me, a big part of Doom Eternal was that music. Like, it was just fucking just in your face. It's like, it making
makes
you
my heart really go fast. Yeah.
Exactly,
very
right?
Very quick.
I've described Doom Eternal as video game cocaine.
So. Yeah, you're not the first person to say it either. So I can sense it.
Yeah, and hey, I mean, it's a good game. Doom Dark Ages right now is a fucking great game. I'm really eager to beat it because I want to see where it stands in that trilogy of Doom 2016, Doom Eternal, and Doom the Dark Ages. But hey, all three of those games are fucking just like, you can't go wrong.
There's something else, dude. I'm with you 100% on that. They are just something else. Yep. Okay, and we're wrapping up here. We're gonna wrap up here. I'm hyped for Doom Eternal or Doom Dark Ages. One of these days, we'll see what comes on the Switch. But we're gonna kick off with our absurd headline. All right, we're back. There's a quick little break right there. We gotta wrap this up.
Well, apparently not. But
hold on a second. It's public. All right.
Let me just do it. Let me just do the absurd headline since he's my boy here. So Hideo Kojima has gone on the record saying he is going to leave a USB stick full of game ideas for his development team to look at after he dies.
That's great. That's the most Kojima shit ever.
Dude. He said he has about 5 to 6 games on that bitch just ready for Kojima Productions, like, whenever he bites the dust. So.
Dude, no. Knowing Kojima, he's going to have a whole quest for him before they can fucking lock that thing. It's going to be a whole fucking thing. So, yeah, that's the most Kojima shit ever.
I hope when they put it into a PC, it pops, like, it's a Kojima in the Otacon PS1 style that pops up, and it's just like, I've been waiting for you, Snake. Like, oh my god.
Oh, that's good. Okay, you know, that's absurd, but that is kind of Kojima's bread and butter, so that makes 100% sense right there.
Yes.
All right. Yes. Well, that's it. That's it. We did another week right there. Thank you, everybody, for listening to episode 52 of the NPC Gaming Podcast. Wow. We covered a lot. So, that was a big one. Anyways.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, holy shit. So, with that, I'm Anthony Fuentes. I'm your host here, co-host, and I also work on the Horrible People's Podcast, which, by the way, is going to have 2 episodes quite soon. So, look out for that. One's going to be a very casual, easy one. One's going to be a crazy one. So, we're going to have both of those on the way relatively soon. Keep an eye out on our pages for that. You can find me on that show at the Horrible People's Podcast again. HORRORBLE People's Podcast. Cordova, where can they find you?
They can find me on Instagram, Big Bang Cordova, all one word. I got a nice little library of pictures and gaming pictures and screenshots and clips saved up now. So I'm going to be posting those a little bit more regularly. I think I have, speaking of Fortnite earlier, I have literally my most recent one is like just me playing Fortnite with the kids and fucking, you know, getting that number one. But, you know, it's they're at the age now where they can carry me. So I appreciate it.
Oh, my God. Right. Yeah. When my nephew started beating me in Mario Kart, I'm like, fuck.
Yep.
Those reflexes I was talking about earlier. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Friday night, family game nights is just Nate beating the shit out of me in Smash. And, you know, he just doesn't show. Like, it's mostly because I'm trying to save my daughter when Nate just shows no mercy.
No, he exploits that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. It's fine.
That makes sense.
I commend him for it. But yeah. I'm on Instagram, Big Bang Cordova, and then I show up every now and again on the Horrible People's Podcast. So
that's right. And you know, when I get this other episode out, you'll show up again. Hopefully. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
But with that, this has been a production of the Horrible People's Network. You can find a slew of shows on there. Lots of good stuff, but until then, we'll see you guys in a couple weeks with, and I might have a Switch 2 at that point, so that's going to be that's going to be somewhat good. What are you playing right there? But until then, again, yeah, peace.
Later.